A water reservation preserves a set amount of water to remain in a water body. The purpose is to reserve water for public purposes such as fish habitat, recreation, transportation, sanitation, and drinking water. Anybody can apply for a water reservation. Environmental sociologist Nikos Pastos is a board member for the Center for Water Advocacy, which hosted a conference last week in Anchorage. Pastos says legislation introduced by Governor Sean Parnell would stop Alaskans, including tribes, from making water reservations.
It's a bad water rights bill that specifically targets tribal communities and actually all communities. It streamlines, it makes harder the ability for tribal communities and just average Alaskans to reserve in-stream flow water rights, which are water quantities of water, for things like community drinking wells. So it was a very hot topic today.
Conference participants commented that the state is holding up issuing water reservation certificates as a way to stop tribes and others from getting them until the legislature adopts House Bill 77. Wynn Menefee is operations manager for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water in the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. He says the approval process for water reservation applications has been slow. DNR has approved only 31 in the last 3 years, but he says new appropriations have allowed DNR to hire new staff, which he says will help clear up the backlog of 731 pending water reservation applications.
Some of those very well could be tribes. There's like the Shishna Tribal Council, Kuryong Tribal Council, but there's groups like Trout Unlimited and Copper River Watershed Projects, you know, some things like that. So, and even individuals. So, but there's only 31 of those in the state. And so when you look at the broad scale of how many waters we have in the state of Alaska, by far the biggest applicant is Fish and Game, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is probably like the second for quantities of applications.
Menefee says the state believes applications should be coming through a public agency, and House Bill 77 would make it so.
A reservation is you're basically holding a public resource in that water body, and the state feels it's appropriate to have a public entity holding a water reservation for a public interest that we're holding for the public.
Menefee says under House Bill 77, agencies could apply on behalf of individuals and organizations.
It's not just the state that could hold the water reservation or apply. It's also the federal government and political subdivisions of the state, which are boroughs and such.
And what about tribes?
Tribes are not a political subdivision of the state, and so therefore they do not qualify under the way the bill would be written.
Menefee says House Bill 77 would set a higher standard for appeals or requests for reconsideration of decisions. It would also spell out DNR's authority to issue general permits unless it finds a project would cause significant and irreparable harm. As it is now, it's not that easy to get a water reservation certificate. An applicant has to collect 5 years of data about the water body where they want to reserve flow. Emily Murray of the Golovin Native Corporation says it takes too long already, and House Bill 77 would throw data collection into limbo.
We're collecting data from the Dubuktulik River, and also the Fish River has been, Golovin Bay Watershed Alliance has been collecting data from the Fish River, and for almost like 3 or 4 years, and I think the Dubuktulik has been like about 2 years, maybe probably going on three. So this would ultimately have a huge impact on the data that we're collecting.
She also says villages can't rely on the state to watch out for their interests and need to be able to protect a critically important resource.
It would also affect our salmon, healthy salmon for our culture that we depend on, our way of life, you know, where we do dry salmon, smoked salmon, you know, put away salmon. So it would ultimately affect our small population.
House Bill 77, or Senate Bill 26, is in the Senate Rules Committee, and if approved, would go to the Senate floor, then to the House, after the legislative session starts in January. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.